Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody. Oh, man. You don't have to go to Vegas anymore. You don't have to go to Vegas and get your buddies and spend all that extra money, man. It's going to be happening for all you folks that can't get enough of this college basketball tournament getting ready to take place. John Chapper, head of communication, Hard Rock Bet, joins us. John, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Joe, and thank you so much for that theme music. It's so welcoming every time I get to talk to you.
Well, that's what everybody's hoping they get lots of, including where you work, man, for sure. Hey, so I got to ask you, first of all, a lot of heavy money going down on Duke, right, to win this whole thing, I'm guessing?
You know, Duke is currently our second most bet team to win the national title. But we're in Florida, Joe, and there's so much enthusiasm around the Gators right now. They ran through the toughest conference in college basketball, won the SEC tournament. And right now we are seeing three times as much money on Florida to win the national championship as any other team.
Wow.
Including Duke.
Makes sense. Yeah, makes sense. No question about it. Florida Gator fan base down here. Put one through school myself there. So I get the love there. By the way, where does this rank money-wise for compared to like a Super Bowl, what's going to take place with this college basketball?
Yeah, you know, with college basketball, you're talking about, you know, 67 games over 3 weeks here. So large volume of games, and it'll probably be slightly above Super Bowl level in terms of total wagering action.
Hey, so North Carolina, all that talk about North Carolina and all, well, they just kicked you-know-what out of San Diego State yesterday. You think they can make a little run? I'm filling out these brackets. How do we feel about UNC making a little run here? They look pretty damn good.
Even before last night's game, we were seeing an over-index on the Tar Heels for number 11 seed. They were our highest double-digit seed in terms of wagering for national titles. So people are already feeling UNC prior to last night. And I'll look at the numbers in a bit, and I'm sure we'll see some more wagers on the heels following last night's game. But how about that Alabama State win? What a start to March Madness. If you're not feeling the CBS theme song already, getting excited for the tournament, that game last night has to get you excited.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you what, it's just for all the people I know that usually this is a day they start to leave for Vegas for 4 days, and to be able to do it at your place, and it's so well set up from even if you want to stay, grab a room there, you can go left, go right, and grab a room, and just all the action you could want. I mean, it's great, man. You don't have to leave. I'm so excited that we have it now.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm so excited for buckets and bets. As you said, you don't even have to go to Vegas. We've got that experience right here at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Hollywood. Go to bucketsandbets.com to buy your ticket. And it's going to be awesome, as you were talking about.
Hey.
Wall-to-wall screens, open bar, food. Here, you're even going to be there, Joe, which is incredible. And, yeah, really just can't wait for that true March Madness experience. The Thursday and Friday of the tournament are two of the best sports days of the year, in my opinion. But, yeah, we'll be there all weekend through the first round, and should be a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, wow, this is just great. So just tell me, like, you look at this. Give me some more underdogs of, like, I can't just do ones and twos. Everybody's friggin', I watch these shows. I've been watching them the last few days, and everybody likes the one seeds and the two seeds, and that's just not the way it works, man. There's going to be some upsets. Can you give me a couple? Not to put you on the spot. Give me a couple.
Really, what's funny is you get these expert opinions on TV, like, pick your final four, and they've got the one and two seed from every region. You're like, there's no way that's going to happen.
Right.
But if you look at our wagering right now, our top eight most bet teams, straight chalk, all ones and two seeds. After we get beyond that, our most wagered on team, Michigan, people obviously excited for the way they went through the Big Ten, followed by UConn, you know, defending champs. They've got to go up against Florida in the second round, but everybody knows they've gotten it done before. And then we're getting to some blue buds. People remember Gonzaga's runs from tournaments past. We're seeing some action on Maryland to win the title. But those are the teams we're seeing. And interestingly, too, when you're looking at those expert picks, everybody who says they're on upset alert in the first round, those are our most bet games so far. So Michigan, San Diego, Purdue versus High Point, Texas A&M versus Yale, Clemson versus McNeese State, BYU, VCU, Missouri, Drake, all those teams, they're saying, hey, they're on upset alert. Those are the games where we're seeing the most betting action. But interestingly, the majority of bets are still on the favorites. So as much as people are saying upset alert, there's interest in the games, the favorites are still winning out most of the time in terms of the betting action we've seen so far.
Hey, on average, you know, we were talking about, have we ever had all four number ones in the final four? I can't remember all four getting in. I know we've had a couple, but not all four.
I know
four
we've had three a few years ago. I don't recall four, but
Not to put you on the spot. I know you're not a historian of this thing, man. I understand that.
Yeah, so. You've seen a few more tournaments than me, Joe, but I've watched quite a few in my day as well.
Only once what he just said it's happened. So anyway, hey, listen, this is going to be great, and you're going to be out there with us, get a chance to see you tomorrow?
Absolutely. I'll be there. I can't wait. One of the best sports days of the year. Can't wait for tomorrow.
Yeah.
BucketsandBets.com. Join us at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood for what should be a really, really fun day of college basketball action tomorrow.
John, we really appreciate you coming on. Matter of fact, as soon as you hang up here, we're going to go ahead and give away a couple of tickets right now for Sunday for people who want to come out with us. So thanks again. Appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Joe. And everybody, be sure to download hardrock.bet to get in on the action.
Yeah, there you have it. You got to get, speaking of that, Woody, I got to get my set. I can't go out there and not get in on some action. You're going to have to. Can you set me up quickly? Is that easy to do?
Just give me some money. I'll put it in for you. I'll take care of it for you.
You're such a clown. All right, so how are we going to do this?
I'm 0 for 1, by the way. I told you, tournament betting, so.
You have a strong day, though. Strong day tomorrow.
I thought the basketball gods were going to strike down North Carolina.
Yeah, but that was so personal for you. It was so personal.
I know.
They only want because of their great tradition. They don't even care. Okay. Anyway.
Their AD got a check for $100,000 to sneak them in there.
Okay, so what?
I love it.
And they won by, they should have been in, apparently, because they whooped that ass.
College athletic at its finest. All right, we do have tickets, Joe, for Sunday. Sunday to come hang out with us. We are going to be broadcasting live on Sunday. Looking forward to that. So we'll do, what caller do you want to do? You want to go caller number 5?
Yeah, let's do caller number 5.
Caller number 5, 305-567-0560. Odyssey's Buckets and Bets at the Hard Rock Sunday, this Sunday, March the 23rd.
Yeah, man, we'll be
did he say drinks
round.
And food, I think he said. On
he did too. Say that. I did hear that. I was listening
I like
for the drinks.
Things, yeah.
I thought I heard food, too, though. But
food's
I...
always good.
I do. One of my favorite restaurants is Council Oak. I am a huge Council Oak fan.
Well, you said you're taking us out after.
I did not say that.
No.
I just said that the restaurant just down the hall there is down the road.
Well, I've never been, so maybe you could show me.
The problem is there's a lot of slot machines on the way that my wife can't pass up. Anyway, we got a lot more stuff to get to besides that, but we will be out there. The whole team of folks working all the shows will be out there over the next few days. And we'll be out there on Woody signed us up for a Sunday for a couple hours out there. It is fun, though. Listen, man, there is nothing like all the action of games just one after the other and seeing how you're doing on your brackets as well as all the action game by game and half by half and everything else that you can jump into, point spreads and everything else. So we got more stuff to get to here. It's a busy time here in South Florida. Again, a lot to do, whether you're into racing, NASCAR's down in Homestead. If it's tennis, the tennis thing is, by the way, it's not just about tennis. If you're going Friday night or Saturday night, I'm going to be really honest, it's not just the tennis. It's also people watching, some of the best people watching, if you know what I mean, you'll ever see. What do you got, Woody?
What do you mean?
There's a lot of beautiful ladies.
I know what you meant. Bill from Sunrise, congratulations, won the tickets. He's going to come hang with us on Sunday. We'll have more tomorrow and Friday.
All right, sounds good. A lot of people. We got more, huh? We still going to...
You get a sign for people? They come up, see you?
Why do you always...
Sorry. I know you hate when I do that.
Yeah, why? I'll take a picture. A sign.
By the way, speaking of sign, Omar might be out there. I know Omar likes to sign.
Why?
I saw him signing for people outside
Omar,
of the Dolphin
Omar's
game.
Omar's very popular with the people.
He is popular.
Omar's got it rolling. Don't you worry about old Omar. He's in good shape. Hey, by the way, before we go to break here, I do want to talk about something that's never fun to talk about, and that is getting injured. Getting injured stinks. Nobody likes it. It stinks when you're injured, but it's sure nice to have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country right here in our backyard. Dayton Broward, we are very lucky to have what Baptist Health South Florida Sports Medicine Program is all about, and that's about taking care of a lot of professional teams. Enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, College FIU and FAU, and they're all over the Miami Open taking care of the best tennis players in the world. They're there, ready to go for you. And I want to let you know this, too. Some of the best specialists, you can't have a top sports medicine program unless you have some specialists for every part of the body, not just knee doctors. And we have some of the best. Shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. That's all these doctors do, man. And we got a lot of them. And they're great at what they do. And we got great facilities to make it easy for you to see them in both Dade and Broward. And right on the line from Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables to Hard Rock Stadium, right next to the training facility, to Phi 95 and Pine Island Implantation. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. It's about getting all of us healthy, back out playing the sports we all love the most.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And we are back. Lot of stuff, man. Lot of stuff going on. Really, something for everybody. Even though it's out of football season, still obviously a lot of news, including a big pro day coming up. one of the biggest ones we've seen in a long, long time down at the University of Miami. That's on Monday afternoon as there's a quarterback named Cam Ward who could be the first overall player taken in this NFL draft. I love this. I saw this list yesterday. Look, they put up mock drafts, and I was like everybody else, and I was kind of curious to see what everybody had to say, whether you're watching NFL Network or ESPN and Mel Kiper, the original, the grandfather of the mock draft, and made a lot of money doing it. Now he's been with ESPN for a long time and stuff, but So they do these lists. They have the mock draft on where they think everybody will go, but then they have the top 50 list in order of best players. Just best players. Doesn't matter what position. So the quarterbacks are down a little bit on a lot of those top 50 lists, but yet there's a chance that Ward and Sanders are both going to be gone in the first couple of picks. And then the other one is Mel Kiper went out there. I think he had Jackson Dart in a top 10 pick in this draft, the Ole Miss quarterback. And again, I wouldn't, if it was up to me and I had to pick like a lot of you, if we had to actually pick and we were the make-believe general manager and we said, okay, we got to pick somebody, we need one, there's a good chance we'd all get fired from missing. I think Cam's going to be really, really good. I think he's got a really good arm. In person, I was dying to see his arm. I saw him up close in spring football, and I thought, yeah, it's a good arm. I'm curious because he does make some – he keeps plays alive and makes throws as well as anybody I've ever seen. It's almost like Woody likes to get outside the pocket and wait for you to run and kind of turn it into sandlot football where you just run to get open and you break your route in the back. Some of those throws he made in the back of the end zone are just, small window, gorgeous throws. So I think he is the number one quarterback taken, but again, that's, I kind of prejudiced towards UM guys right now and everything, but it's going to be a big pro day for him. And three of his receivers, actually make that four of his receivers with his tight end, also expected to go pretty high in this draft. I hope Arroyo should be healthy, right? Had a little knee problem from the Senior Bowl. He said he was going to be ready to go for his pro day. So, yeah, you got that. You got an offensive lineman, a couple guys on defense. So it would be a big day for the University of Miami. And a lot of them, yes, will be there because of the guy that could go number one overall and somebody could move up. Listen, this quarterback story, it's every year. Every year we are short on quarterbacks. We are short on quarterbacks. We're coming off what looks like it was a pretty good rookie quarterback class, and that's without the guy from Minnesota, McCarthy, playing. He didn't even get to play, and it looks like it's a really good class. Daniels and Bo Nix. Really good. I think a lot of people think May's going to be really good in New England. Woody, are you sold on him or you still need to see more? I thought he's pretty good for what he was throwing to, the least amount of talent in the NFL. I think he's pretty good.
Well, the team's made some moves too, huh? They spent a little money.
Well, they had more than anybody. And
you concerned about them now?
I think, they're going to be a lot better than they were last year, especially if we have to play.
That is concerning. They played us tough.
If we have to, not the second time, but the
first
one.
Wasn't that the toe game?
They should have won the game, yes.
Toe game, whatever that was.
They should have won. They had a throw in the back of the end zone. The guy, it was on the receiver, should have had his feet.
He got his toe down, but not the heel. Yeah, but the rules are different on that back.
That's right. And didn't know where he was. That was on him. They should have won that game.
We didn't even know the rule. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but it should have never been that close. Like, if he just drags his feet in front of his body and catches, it's not even, he's in by a couple of feet instead of, knowing
maybe
where you are.
Know the rule
and
either.
By the way, he probably didn't know the rule like the rest of us. We're all sitting like, Jimmy did know. I tell you what, Jimmy Cephalo knew the rule.
He paid attention when you guys
He
do
paid
that
attention
thing with the
when we were going through that thing or something because I go, man, what a pick.
You sleep through that thing, don't you?
I like
you
some of it.
Catch up on your nap.
So I like the stuff that's topics that I can use for radio.
The rest of it, you just
the rest of it, they get in that stuff, and yeah. I was like,
not interested.
Not that's not doing it for me. Yeah, that's not gonna happen. So yeah, JJ McCarthy, has got to be pretty happy. Minnesota said we are not interested in Aaron Rodgers being a starting quarterback. Now they had a lot of teams try to trade for JJ McCarthy. Hey, look at man, we're still a couple of teams short. What's Cleveland gonna do? What's Cleveland do? That thing's a freaking mess. That $230 million whiff. I mean, complete whiff. And now he's got, what'd he blow out? He blew out his Achilles or his arm or?
He's coming back, isn't he?
No, they said he just.
He's done?
Might be out again. How'd you like be paying that? And on top of that.
He was healthy enough to propose.
Yeah, he was. And get a big fat ring from all that guaranteed money.
Ring, yeah.
But how about that one? That one was. We know he had a bad reputation with all the massage people that got rubbed up on, or he grabbed their hand or whatever he was doing to everybody that wanted to give him a massage. But on top of that, he comes in with a terrible reputation. And you know, Cleveland's thinking he just needs to play well. I know how fans are. They'll forget because we are desperate for a good quarterback, and he's the guy, and he plays like doo-doo. He's terrible. He didn't even look like the same guy used to run around. He didn't have a great team with the Texans. He'd run around and make plays, and
we went through a lot, man. Look at Deshaun Jr. over in Baltimore. That guy couldn't make anything.
So
he knew it was coming.
Unless you don't have video,
the pipe there, man.
Those guys are. That's my story, and I'm going to stick to it. Right, no matter how many people come out,
yeah.
Whether it's the kicker or it's a quarterback,
you keep denying all he wants, but
if there's no video. As long as your wife or fiance believes it, that's all that matters.
That's true, yeah.
And they both have come out pretty strong, like, I stand by my man. Okay. I understand one or two women may be going for a money grab, but the numbers get up there.
Deshaun's girl, if 10 more women come out, I'm going to really reconsider this.
How about, what a trooper. She's been through the whole thing. She's been with him since,
all 75
since
of them,
the first one came out. God.
Didn't he bought her a nice ring then too, didn't he?
I don't know. It's just
probably have to spend a lot of money on jewelry.
Man. That's
imagine being that guy's jeweler.
At some point when you live in a lie like that, if you believe it. Now some people are like, hey Joe, you're innocent until proven guilty, and if you can't prove it, you're innocent. I'm like, I know, but
yeah, but when a certain amount of people
certain
come
amount,
out.
I think you lose that when a certain amount of people from all these different.
He at least did it once. Can we all agree on that? Both of those guys, by the way.
Well, he said he apologized if his hand accidentally.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know, man. Or I grabbed your hand and accidentally touched my package.
Yeah.
I was thinking, yeah.
A lot of accidents.
You think he kicks next year? He wasn't very good last year.
Yeah, he wasn't good.
And now a lot of people.
The outrage seems to have died down on him for some reason.
Come on, ain't nothing dying down.
It's been quiet.
The NFL's investigating it, too.
So they just need like one or two more to come out to just bury him. Then they won't have to worry about it.
So a lot of these women, especially when they're good players, they're in a tough situation. Tough situation, right? Because they know that you're a big fan of the quarterback or the best kicker in football. Yeah, just bad. Bad stuff, man. Bad stuff. Anyway, we got a lot more stuff. Hey, Omar Kelly's going to join us coming up here. We're going to talk to Omar. He has a headline for the Miami Herald. Dolphins remain soft in the trenches and seemingly don't care, which is not true. They do care. They want to get this all fixed the best they can with the amount of money they have right now. But there's one thing we can all agree on. Whether you think he can do it or not, that remains to be seen. We'll all find out together. But you got to have a good draft. You got to have your best drafts you've ever had. You got to hit big on some picks. Or you got to go get some old players or some guys to ask him to do things they probably can't do as starters. Anyway, we'll have Omar coming up right after this. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.